Welcome to Inside Jag Nation, a weekly podcast that gives you an in-depth look at the South Alabama Jaguars. You can find a new podcast uploaded weekly online at usajaguars.com or take the podcast with you on your smartphone by subscribing for free on iTunes. Just search South Alabama Jaguars.
Welcome to Inside Jag Nation, the weekly podcast of the University of South Alabama Department of Athletics. Visiting with us this week, just prior to the annual iHeartRadio Red-Blue Spring football game, is soon-to-be senior defensive back Jeremy Reeves. Jeremy, thanks for stopping by before the game this weekend.
No problem. Glad to be here.
Yesterday was practice number 13, so you're looking at one practice and helmets and shorts before the spring game, and then seemingly just after it started, the spring season is over. How excited are you going into the game on Saturday and knowing that's the last opportunity you're really going to have to put on the pads till camp?
It's very exciting. Spring did fly by this year, and you go through the motions of it during camp, and then once it's over after those couple of practices, then you're looking back and you're like, man, like, it flew by. But I'm excited to get out there in the pads, and it's always better when you have an audience to watch you, so it's gonna be a lot of fun, and I'm excited for it.
I want to ask this about the spring game versus a regular season game in the fall, because, you know, when it's another school, other guys that you're not with every day, I think there's a certain mentality of it's okay, you want to go out, you want to hit people, you want to compete. What's the mentality like when you're going against your own teammates? How do you handle that?
It's the same mentality, honestly. You just want to still be aggressive, because at the end of the day, it is a physical sport. And I think both sides of the ball, on offense and defense on our team, understand that. So it's nothing personal when we come and we try to knock a guy out or we kind of lay a big hit. But at the same time, you have to know how to do things. You have to know how to take care of each other, because – at the end of the day, I am going to need these guys come fall camp. So it's kind of a give or take kind of thing. But the biggest thing about it is just being safe about it, taking care of each other.
Since you guys have been on the field and spring practice started right at the start of March, what have you been focused on individually this spring? Where's your work been concentrated?
My fundamentals and my footwork. Coming from corner last year in the middle of the season to safety, the footwork is totally different. You have to be more conservative back there, because you're the last line of defense at safety. So working on my footwork, my technique has been huge. I've really progressed there, and just trying to get better every day there. And, just playing aggressive football, trusting my instincts, playing smart, playing fast, and, just being aware of knowing what's going on and actually helping my teammates, with what they're doing as well.
And I imagine, having the ability to work on technique now where you're not game planning for an opponent has to be huge, because you probably don't have very many opportunities to do that once August gets here and you start preparing for the actual season.
Exactly. Now the springtime is strictly fundamentals, and Coach emphasized that when we first started here. This is the only time really that you can do these things like at team base. Everything all the summer is going to be individual. You can't come out there with the coaches, because NCAA rules. And then when you get into camp, it's everything's fast at that point. You're going into Ole Miss, you're going into season prep. So you don't have time to really focus on fundamentals as much as you do in the spring, which is more team based and is more individual based. Whereas in the fall, we don't even get to see the offense that much. Everything's scout team based, and then we're just working on what we're doing for the next week.
I want to ask you now, as we're visiting with soon-to-be senior defensive back Jeremy Reeves this week on Inside Jag Nation. Last spring, Coach Womack came in, during the off season before the start of spring practice. Now that you and the rest of the unit has been able to play under him both a spring and a fall season. What's the difference been like between last spring when he first arrived and this spring and what you guys are working on as a defense?
Now we understand the playbook. He's simpled it down a lot, so now guys know what they're doing at all times. It's not as much confusing because when he first came in, you know, you have to understand the playbook. You have to get to know it. Each person's supposed to know what they're trying to learn, what they're trying to do. And then now guys have an understanding because they've been in the system for a year now. So now everybody's just flying around making plays because they have a better understanding of what's going on. Even guys that flip positions, whereas me, I came from corner and I went to safety, but I still have such a great understanding of the defense and the scheme and what we're trying to do. I can still make plays even though I'm fairly new at safety. So, I mean, what we're doing is, you know, we're making it simple for guys so they can understand what's going on, what we're trying to do in certain situations, and how we're trying to prevent offenses from, you know, taking advantage of our defense.
If you could narrow it down, what's your favorite part about playing for Coach Womack and in his defensive scheme?
He gives me the freedom to do whatever. I'm more of a free player, so I have the ability to jump things. I can, you know, come fit the run, which I like to do a lot. So I kind of have the best of both worlds, whereas, you know, some guys, they have a man assignment as corners, or, you know, our Rover, who's our other safety, is more of a man guy, or he's a deep high safety. But me and most of our coverages, I'm the, you know, the free player who can, you know, jump things or come fit the run, and I'm the extra player basically. So that's exciting for me because that gives me the ability to make 10 more plays than I usually would be able to. So I'm really excited about that. It's going to be a lot of fun.
So I want to ask, I've talked to a couple other guys throughout the course of the year, and I'm always curious about, you know, how and when and what you guys do to prepare for something in the film that you watch. Do you do that during the spring season, or is that solely a thing in the fall where you're looking at tape of opponents trying to get ready for Saturday?
Oh, no, absolutely not. We do that now. We're actually, you know, Georgia Southern just went to, you know, the true triple option style. So we're prepping for them now. And then, you know, we're getting ready for Ole Miss. And we're putting all this stuff in, you know. So we prep for the fall now just so when we get into camp and getting the full swing of things, we won't just be so new. We'll already have our minds, you know, going about what we have to do. So, that's the main thing right now as far as, you know, we're game prepping for teams here and there. We're not too much, but, you know, just enough to, you know, to get guys' memories jogging for when we go in the fall.
So you don't watch any – do you watch any film of, like, post-practice? Do you guys go over that stuff, or is it just – The moments you have to get away from fundamental work, you turn your attention a little bit to some schemes you're going to see in the fall?
No, actually, what we really do is the day after the practice, we'll come back and watch the film. So today, we'll watch film from yesterday's practice, and we'll go over the technique, what guys didn't do right, what guys did wrong or did right, and, you know, we'll – you know, review it and, you know, show guys the right way to do it. And then we'll do the things that, you know, the guys did right. And we'll, you know, applaud them and tell the other guys who didn't do it as right as well that, you know, this is how you do it. This is the proper way to do it. Then when we go into, you know, when we do have extra time, me and some of the older guys will come in there and watch film on, you know, opponents, Ole Miss, Oklahoma State. I've watched a lot of film on Oklahoma State. I've watched a lot of film on Ole Miss. And, you know, just trying to get ahead of the eight ball because, you know, before I know it, you know, the fall's going to be here and it's going to be time to go.
You know, if you could, for our listeners, Jeremy, describe a typical day in the spring semester for you, you know, start to finish from when you wake up to when you're back at the apartment at the end of the day.
Well, you know, some days are different from others, but I'll tell you a basic, you know, Tuesday, Thursday for me. 6 a.m. I'm up for workouts. Workouts at 7. I'm down at about 8 o'clock. I have about an hour and 30-minute break before my 9:30 class. You know, I'll try to get some food in between then. From 9:30, I go to 10:45. 10:45 to, you know, 12:30, I have a little break. You know, go get a little snack to eat, a little lunch or something. And then from 12:30 to 3:15, I'm in class all day. So, and then after that, you know, we either have meetings or we have something to do up at the field house. So, I'm really not done with, you know, my day on Tuesdays and Thursdays till about 5 o'clock, and then you have study hall and account with that too. So really, my day's long on these days.
Yeah, and when you're getting up at 6 or anywhere that early, like what time are you going to bed?
Oh, man, see, my sleeping schedule's all messed up. Sometimes it's 10 o'clock, sometimes it's 1 o'clock. Depends on if I have a lot of homework or if I need to study for something. So, you know, I try to get in there reasonably between 10 and 11:30, but it never works out that way.
You know, okay, so the spring game's Saturday, and for Jaguar fans looking to come, that's noon kickoff at Ladd Peebles Stadium, free parking, free admission, and the Gumbo Chili Showdown from hosted by the USA College of Medicine in the East parking lot before kickoff. So you get a little bit of tailgating and atmosphere going into the iHeartRadio Red-Blue game. But once Saturday is over with, what kind of schedule do you have in terms of workouts or any other individual things you may do or meetings the rest of the spring semester before finals?
I think usually how we've done it is right after spring ball, you know, we're done with football, the football aspect of it, and now we just train weights until, you know, finals, and then, you know, we get that week off for finals. So I think right after ball is done, we'll just start our regular workout routine, getting ready for the summer session and then fall camp, which is where we'll just work out with LA, and we'll be up there. I don't know how many times, you know, the schedule changes each year. So it'll be straight weights at that point after spring ball.
Have you thought about the summer yet? I mean, usually most of the guys come back and take some classes, and you have the ability to work individually on the field where you guys arrange it. And I know a lot of times that's more the kind of 7-on-7 passing because you guys can organize it yourself. But what do you think your summer schedule is going to look like at this point?
You know, I think it'll be a great thing for me and the other guys. You know, I'm getting near graduation for myself personally. So my summer classes are, you know, aren't going to be as much of a load as, you know, some of the younger guys. You know, I graduated this December, so right now I'll be taking classes to help towards my graduation, but at the same time I'll have a lot of free time to work on my football. And, you know, we're going to get together, me, Nico Robinson, Malcolm Bugs, some of the older guys on the defense are going to get together, you know, set things up to where we don't have to just do 7-on-7 with the offense. We can come out there, we can go over our base defense alone, we can go out there and do drill work. I mean, you don't have to have coaches to do that stuff, you just have to have guys that want to be out there to lead it.
As we look ahead, and you're going to be a senior in the fall, going into your final year at the collegiate level, you know, when you look at your game, what do you feel like you want to improve the most as a senior? Because, of course, I'm sure moving forward, you're looking at keeping on playing as long as you can. So what do you need to be better at to do that?
Footwork. Fundamentals, same thing that I've been working this spring is the same thing I need to, you know, keep getting better at. You know, I my instincts are pretty, you know, up to par with everything. My athleticism is up to date too, but I just have to work on my fundamentals because sometimes, you know, I can get too aggressive because I used to play corner where I could be aggressive because I'm out there all alone and I have one responsibility to either, you know, cover or play cover two and come fit the run, you know. So I have to, you know, get more discipline with my eyes and my hands and my feet as far as, like, working just straight fundamentals. That way when I get into fall, you know, there's no issues. You know, at that point, you know, everything's, you know, technically sound. And that's the biggest thing that I have to work on right now.
Yeah, I just thinking about it, you obviously have those ideas in your mind of what you want to do better. Did you go out to the team's pro day, which was Tuesday, and when you were out there, was there anything you took away, whether it was something scouts may have told you or just watching everything happen in front of you of things that you might be able to do to prepare long term to meet those goals of playing professionally somewhere?
The biggest thing I took from out there is you know, don't be tight in the big, you know, spotlight. You know, that's what we do for a living. So you can't be out there, you know, tight and, you know, thinking about what you're doing. At the end of the day, you're doing what you love, and that's the biggest thing. And also, you know, take advantage of opportunities you have here, because, you know, a lot of guys wait till, you know, they get to, you know, different, you know, camps, or they go to different, you know, places to train at. But you have training facilities here that you can use. And, you know, the biggest thing the scouts told me was, you know, you have a great weight training program here. You know, take full advantage of it. That way you're ready when the time comes. And, you know, that's what I've been focusing on mainly, is just, you know, in the weight room, just going extra hard, you know, doing every rep, doing more, and not really, you know, focusing on making myself a better, you know, stronger, you know, smarter football player.
You mention it because you've watched film of these teams. You know, the Jaguars open season. First game is at Ole Miss, and then the following week you come back and play an Oklahoma State team that's likely to open the season in the top 10 nationally. That's a schedule that I think certainly catches the attention of fans. How's it affected you guys? Is it something that everyone's talking about in the locker room, or is it more that so far away that you're focused on the spring right now?
You know, right now, I can say as a whole, we haven't even talked about that much at all, just because everybody's so focused on getting themselves better right now. That way, when that time comes to play those guys, we can be ready. And that's been the biggest thing. But at the same time, you know, those games are, you know, a kid's dream. You know, you're playing in a national stage against a top 10 team potentially, and then against a powerhouse like Ole Miss. That's a kid's dream. That's my dream, you know, and we're not going to shy away from that at the same time. You know, we're not thinking about it, but at the same time, we're not afraid of it either. So that's basically where I think all the guys stand.
I want to ask you, as a guy who is going into his fourth year in the program, so you've been through it the whole time, what are your expectations of being a leader for this team, and what do you think the coach's expectations are for you in that role?
You know, I've talked to Coach Jones a lot. I've talked to Coach Womack a lot, and you know, being a positive influence to the kids, to especially the younger kids, is one of the biggest things that they want me to be, and I want to be to those guys, because I remember coming in here, you know, went behind the ear freshman at 16, 17, 18 years old. You know, you see the seniors in front of you, and you're like, yo, man, like, I'm going to be that one day. And I remember being that kid when the older guys were here, and, you know, I know now I'm at the point in my career where I'm that guy, and I just want to be a positive role model for those guys to look up to and give them something to, you know, model after. And then when I leave, I see that they're doing what I was doing, or they're doing it better, because I just want all of those guys to be better than me. I tell guys like Jalen Thompson and some of those young guys all the time, like, I want you to be better than me when I was here, and I want to leave something better for you after I leave. That way you can reap the benefits, and the people after you can reap the benefits. So basically, you know, just, you know, keeping a level head and not letting, you know, everything on the outside and all the, you know, hype from whatever getting to me, you know, just, you know, trying to make my teammates better too, pushing each other, you know, just trying to get guys to stay on top of schoolwork and ball, and, you know, just being a positive role model, because I do want those guys, you know, succeed in life, all of them. You know, that's my family, so I don't want to see anything happen to my family.
Visiting this week on Inside Jag Nation with Jeremy Reeves, defensive back from the Jaguar football team. The Jaguars' iHeartRadio Red Blue game will kick off at 12 on Saturday at Ladd Peebles Stadium. The USA College of Medicine Gumbo Chili Showdown will be at 10:30 in the East parking lot beforehand. Before we let you go and get ready for the last event of the spring, Jeremy, I want to ask you a few questions. Essentially, the first thing that comes to your mind, and this is more about you off the field than on it. So I want to start with, when you have free time, and it's obvious it's not that often, what do you like to do most?
I like to hang around my teammates, man. Those guys are my brothers that I never had, and just being around them, you know, going to having a pool day, you know, going to the beach, you know, doing stuff like that, or just sitting in the house playing video games, you know, doing stuff like that with my guys is, you know, the best feeling, because, you know, you have no better bond than with your teammates. You know, you're around those guys 24/7, so just being around those guys, hanging out with them, and it's a pretty good feeling.
What's your favorite sport outside of football?
Baseball.
What's the best athletic event you've ever attended as a fan?
As a fan, that's tough. I'd probably say the Iron Bowl when Cam's last year at Auburn. So that was probably the most intense game I've ever watched.
There's one athletic event that you've never been to, but you want to go. What's at the top of your list?
UFC, no doubt.
If you're going on a dream vacation, where are you going?
Oh, you hit me with one. Look, I was just talking about this the other day. I'd probably say Bora Bora. That would be, yeah, that's where I definitely want to go.
What's your favorite movie?
Oh, I'm going to have to go with Invincible.
Favorite musical artist?
Drake, no doubt.
And long after the successful playing career is over, when a Hollywood producer decides he's going to make the Jeremy Reeves story, what actor is going to play the starring role?
Let me see. Denzel Washington's going to play it.
That's Jeremy Reeves, soon-to-be senior defensive back from the Jaguar football program. iHeartRadio Red Blue game Saturday at 12, Ladd Peebles Stadium. Jeremy, looking forward to seeing you at finish up the spring season and then going into your senior year. Appreciate the time. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you.
Inside Jag Nation is a production of South Alabama Athletics. Any rebroadcast or distribution of this podcast without the express written consent of South Alabama Athletics is strictly prohibited. Remember, you can find a new episode of Inside Jag Nation every week on USAJaguars.com or have them automatically uploaded to your smartphone by subscribing for free on iTunes. Keep up to date with the Jags by following us on Twitter with @USAJaguarSports and @JagNationUSA. Thanks for listening, and go Jags! Wow!